BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
It's been in the news, and it's not only about the airlines. Comfort dogs, service dogs, assistance dogs. How should they be trained? And how do we define these dogs? And who merits getting these dogs? And what privileges do these dogs legally have? All of that, that's a lot to talk about. In a conversation with Barbara Handelman, who knows about this stuff, has been writing and talking and teaching others about all this now for, dare I say, decades. As I promised, and for good reason, we're talking tick disease. You know, you're thinking it's getting colder out. Why is he talking about that? Ticks have gone away. Well, first of all, in much of the country, it's not getting all that much colder, right? I mean, we have listeners all over America. So in Florida, not so cold. Alabama, Arkansas, not so cold. In Boston, Minnesota, yeah, sure. Wisconsin, Michigan, especially the UP, where we have listeners, in Canada, but ticks are still an issue. In fact, now, right now, more an issue in the fall than in the spring. Not that ticks don't bite us or dogs in the spring, they sure do, but the fall is actually the time a dog is most likely to be given a gift called Lyme disease. We need to protect our dogs, and we'll talk about all of that and more with a veterinary parasitologist. I also want to talk about something the Gray Muzzle Organization is doing to support older dogs. But most of all, we're here to help all of you. Take your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. The number is toll-free, 866-554-7387. Jeff in Minnesota, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Just fine. Yep, I have a problem with my one-year-old dog.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is he's in his last week of obedience class, and he's doing really well, so
okay.
That's not a problem. But at home, we have my wife has a 9-year-old little 15-pound dog, and my dog will not leave this one alone. I mean, it always tries to nip at its neck and ears, and it's constant. And the only time it doesn't happen is if we put the little one in, like, safe zones.
Oh, and good, 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 good. That would have been one of my recommendations, you know, to get a baby gate or a screen door or something of that nature that you can cut a hole in. And there are even doors you can get that look that actually for inside the house that have doggy doors. But whatever it is, yes, provide ways in which you can prevent the big dog from getting to the little dog and places where the little dog can go. And when you're not home, when there's no supervision, either to create the big dog or to separate them in some way.
Which we do.
Good.
Yep. And but there's nothing that, I mean, is it something that's going to go away with age, or because the wife is getting a little very irritated and it's getting to be a pain?
Well, we don't want the wife to be irritated because you know what happens? You're right. When the wife is irritated, that does get to be a pain. So
yeah,
I understand
does.
That. Now, is the little dog actually getting hurt?
He yelps. Yep. And so the safe zones we have is...
He yelps, but does he... Hang on a second. But does he stay away from the other dog to the best of his ability and the other dog just pursues him all the time? Or,
right.
or
yep.
does he keep coming back? Or does he keep coming back for more?
No. No, he'll go hide under the kitchen table or behind a chair, and that's the only way that he can get away from my bigger dog.
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to teach the bigger dog that this is just not acceptable behavior.
Okay.
And reward your bigger dog for doing things that are incompatible with picking on the smaller dog. We can do both of those things. Now, when you went to and you're going to doggy class, just like you teach your dog to sit or roll over or whatever you're learning in class, you use those same principles, or I hope the same principles, and I hope you're going to a school that uses positive reinforcement, use the same principles to teach your dog, and maybe your dog trainer can give you some specific suggestions because I'm constrained by radio time, but you can use the same principles to teach your dog not to go after the other dog. You can do it via clicker training, and you could do it via rewards, the kind of rewards, whether it be food or praise or both, or even a toy that you're using in class, and apply those same principles. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If you could teach your dog to sit or to give you a high five, you can similarly teach your dog to stay away from the other dog. You really can. The other thing that you can do and should do is give your dog the sorts of things that your dog can do that are incompatible with going after the other dog. You have a larger dog. We are going to send you, and we only have a limited number of these, so you're getting one, a Kong Wobbler. They're like Kong toys on steroids. They're giant. They're large plastic toys, and your dog pushes it around a little bit, and food or kibble or treats can tumble out of a hole.
Okay, I saw that on your website.
Yeah, that could well be. And what you do is you give this to your dog when your dog is acting appropriately, but you also give this to your dog so your dog has a behavior that is incompatible with, you know, if your dog's busy doing this, your dog's not going to be picking on the other dog. But what I also want you to do is give your dog other social opportunities. So you apparently have a friendly dog. Going to dog training class is wonderful, but maybe go to a dog park. Take your dog out for lots of walks. Give your dog another outlet to be social with other dogs, and eventually your dog will get the message that first, this little dog doesn't like it. You're not going to give positive attention at all for it. That in the meantime, you're training your dog actually not to do it. So all of this combined with the opportunity to be social with other dogs should work in time. It may not happen overnight, but it should happen fairly quickly.
Okay, yeah, because I do bring him to the dog park and a mile walk every day, and that's where I think he was picking it up from, is because he loves to wrestle with other dogs at the park, and then he brings that home.
Well, you have to teach that. Well, you have to teach context, and dogs do understand that very well.
Okay.
You know, but they also, you're right. I mean, we had a dog that wasn't allowed up on our furniture, but then would go to a neighbor's house who didn't care, and then our neighbor would watch the dog for a few days, and we'd get the dog back, and the dog would be jumping on our furniture, you know? So, So that's exactly what you're saying, and I understand that. But you really can teach your dog to, no, this is the rule in our house with this dog.
So it's just going to take time and persistence.
Mm-hmm, and consistency.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can do it. Hold on, I want to make sure we have your address so we can send you the Kong toy. And I'll tell you, like everyone else we talked to, Jeff, my hope is that you call us back or email us in a couple of weeks and let us know things are going well or things are not going well. And if they're not, we're happy to sort of adjust things so things go better for you. But you can work this out, and we really don't want to get to the point where the small dog does get hurt.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
And most of all, we don't want your wife mad at you.
No, I don't want it either, because if she's happy, I'm happy.
I get it. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thank you,
sir. All right, bye-bye. Our telephone number is 866-554-7387. Like me, please, like me on Facebook. Yeah, you simply go to Facebook. If you're on Facebook already, just go to Pages, type in my name, Steve Dale, and you will find me, and I hope you like me. And I do post my blog. So whatever I write about in my blog, you will see it posted on Facebook. And if you should miss a radio interview, I put a lot of those on Facebook as well. Coming up next, a conversation about those older dogs and a calendar that's coming out where your dog, if your dog is an older dog, might be a calendar girl or a calendar guy. I'll explain next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
It may be surprising to you, if you work in the shelter world, this is not a surprise at all, that a significant percent of dogs found in animal shelters and rescue organizations around America are older animals. They're dogs who are maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years of age, or maybe even older than that. And these dogs have done nothing wrong. They're often given up because their owner has passed away and no one in the family wants the poor dog, and that's crazy, you know, but they may also be given up for other reasons. Maybe they have medical conditions, some serious, some probably definitely not so serious, but the person who has that dog just doesn't have the means or feel they have the means to pay to treat the dog, so those dogs may be given up as well. Sometimes people move, and they don't care. It astounds me, but they don't care that that dog is 12 years old and has been with them for 12 years and is a member of the family. Who leaves a member of the family behind? But enough people of all those categories added up together. We have too many older dogs in shelters. And one reason why I support the Gray Muzzle Organization is they do all they can. In fact, they exist only to support these animals and to provide resources to others They're not an animal shelter, but they provide resources to animal shelters so they can help these older dogs. So now they're looking to raise some money in kind of a fun way. They're having a contest, and you can enter your dog in this contest if your dog is an older dog and you think your dog would look great in a calendar. And you can contribute any amount of money that you feel you want to contribute. More information all at graymuzzle.org. That's the website. And you can, what is it, upload? It's not download. It's upload an image of your dog or a couple of images of your dog that you think, all right, that's perfect for a calendar. And who knows? Your dog can be in the 2019 calendar, and you're helping all sorts of older dogs. In fact, specifically get dental care. That's what this is all about. It's helping these older dogs in shelters, some who do need, desperately need dental care, and that's specifically what this supports. It's the Gray Muzzle Organization, graymuzzle.org. Coming up next, a conversation about how service dogs and also comfort dogs should be, could be, can be trained. What's the reality of all that? And who should have these dogs really? Interesting conversation, I'm sure, because all of this is very newsworthy. That's next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Barbara Handelman is a certified animal behavior consultant who, safe to say, she's been around for a while, and the author of the Canine Behavior Photo Illustrated Handbook and others. Well-respected in the field, a field that has changed a lot over the course of your career. And one thing that's happened is the need that we see today for service dogs, and even what the definition of service dogs are, how service dogs are trained. But we'll talk about all that. But first, I want to talk about that need. With all the U.S. veterans coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, and also and in record numbers, and also now the use of these dogs that we didn't understand before for invisible disabilities, such as seizure-detecting dogs, that kind of thing. Diabetic detecting dogs, another of the many examples that we didn't even know about 10 years ago. So now you've got all of this need. Are we calling service dogs who shouldn't be called service dogs, Barbara?
Well, not within the definitions that you just described. A service dog is any dog that responds to and mitigates the disability of a handler. It's the handler who must be disabled in order for the dog to qualify.
Right. And do we have enough of these dogs? Do we have enough of appropriate trainers training these dogs?
No and no.
Right. That's what I was getting at. So let's talk about that.
There is a vast dearth, lack of trained dogs, partly because the selection process takes a long time. Even those programs that are breeding their own dogs have up to a 50% washout rate. No, very few dogs really have the temperament to do this work. And so the failure rate is still very high.
Well, to do it right. So I believe what's happened is you have all of these trainers seeing an opportunity. Trainers, I use that word loosely, saying I can and provide that. Some even businesses have popped up saying we train for service dogs. Well, some of them are very good, but some of them, Barbara, maybe not so much.
Exactly, Steve. If you do a search for service dog training organizations, things to watch out for is how fast they say their turnaround time is. We get you a dog in 6 months. We'll take your dog and train it in 6 months. It takes 2 years to fully prepare a service dog for a working career. And often when that dog enters a program as a candidate, we don't know for a year to a year and a half whether that dog has a chance to succeed. If we start with puppies, it takes a very long time for the dog to mature enough to know what its adult temperament will be.
You know, the service dog world is all over the place now. So, for one, there's the confusion about terminology. Service dog, assistance dog, a guide dog, a comfort dog. A lap dog, I don't know, an everything dog. All these terms are being used. The second thing that's happening, people are going online. Never mind the training you're talking about, Barbara. They're skipping all that. They're going online now, and for $9.95 or something, you can get a certificate saying your dog is a service dog, and your dog has no clue how to be a service dog. So aside from the obvious frustration, what is the right thing for someone to do who really wants a service dog?
Do their homework. Find a trainer who has experience and education, and I can't stress that strongly enough. Pet dog trainers who say, oh, well, I can train those tasks. Well, the task training, the part that ADA defines as a service dog has to be trained to do at least one task to mitigate the person's disability. Task training is the dessert. Any pet dog trainer who knows how to train tricks can train tasks. It's the selection of the dogs, the socialization of the dogs, and the public access work that most pet dog trainers do not understand.
Well, certainly a lot for us to think about. Good information. I know we could talk much longer about it. We're just out of time. Barbara, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Next, it's What We Do. Your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance with Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to take the great shows of Biz Talk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new Biz Talk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of Biz Talk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. We move to Pennsylvania. Hagen, you're on the radio. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's going on with you?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I have a long-haired dachshund. His name is Frank.
Frank? Yeah.
He was a year old in May. He has been with me. It was a year in June. I had another dachshund. He was 14 years old. he and Frank were together for about 6 months, and Rudy died, my other one, and Frank's been alone ever since, and I can't even go to the bathroom without that dog flipping out. I go outside to go to get the mail. He constantly barks. He even gets nauseous and goes to the bathroom or throws up. I mean, he just panics whenever I leave. I always have to be in his sight.
Did this happen?
He's a great dog, but I don't know how to break him of that. He's moving the furniture around till I get home. You know, he just goes nuts whenever I'm not here.
Well, panic is the right word. And, of course, you realize your dog's not doing anything on purpose here. Your dog is panicked. But what I want to know is, did this begin after your other dog passed away?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I could leave, and they would both be here, and my older dog, Rudy, you know, he was fine with it. But then whenever Rudy passed, now Frank, he just don't know what happened. He thinks like he's the only dog in the world or something. I just don't know what to do for him, and I feel bad for the guy, but then I, you know, there's times where I just can't take him with me everywhere.
Well, of course. So there's one of two options here. So
I live by myself too, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing that's possible is that it is a coincidence, and your dog would have developed separation anxiety anyway. However, it seems there's a cause and effect here. Your dog passes away, and then the separation distress occurs. So I wonder if you get another dog, whether
I thought about that.
Yeah,
I even called the breeder to see if, you know, to see if he had another one, you know, just for like a replacement. But I'm just not sure if I'm going to take that on yet. But if that would help out Frank, my dog now, then sure, I'd do that.
Well, there's no guarantee, but here's what I can guarantee. In general, in fact, not in general, dogs are social animals. Most dogs, not all dogs at all, but most dogs appreciate the company of other dogs. Now, for the most part, separation anxiety that we see is the separation of the human or humans in the home. You could take away all the other dogs, it doesn't matter. You can add in all these other dogs, it doesn't matter. It's the human beings that the dog is attached to, and that separation is what causes separation anxiety. However, every once in a while comes along a case like yours, apparently, I'm not certain, where the dog is so attached to the other dog and so accustomed to the other dog, when something happens to that other dog, the existing dog pretty much panics when left alone. And it could be, I'm not promising anything here, but it could be that by getting another dog, you'll be okay. Now, yes, the breeder doesn't have anything available, but there's Dachshund Rescue. And I don't know, about 25% of dogs that land in shelters are pedigree dogs. And because Dachshunds are a popular breed, it's even conceivable that if you keep calling your local shelters, at some point in time, they'll end up with a Dachshund. You can go to Pet Finder, I'm sure, and find a Dachshund. So there are lots of choices out there, because I do realize Dachshund.
Well, I never even considered that.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
That's okay. Dachshund people are no matter what. So probably getting another dog, by the way, you don't need a Dachshund. A dog is a dog is a dog. It's unlikely, anything is possible, but very unlikely that your dog is going to say, oh, that's not a Dachshund, so therefore I'm prejudiced against that dog. You brought in a Labrador mix, you know. You could bring in any kind of dog you want. I mentioned Dachshund because you did. I also mentioned Dachshund because I know Dachshund people, and it's like potato chips. It seems many can only have not just one, but need two or three or four of those Dachshunds, those little wiener dogs running around.
Frank is my third one.
There you go. Just my point. But if any dog would do. Again, I can't guarantee it, but based on your description, it seems as though having another dog in the house might solve the problem. Now, it may not be instant love. It might be, but it might not be. If you do this, call me back and ask about how to introduce the two dogs to at least most likely have it go well. There are some tips I can offer, but that is what I would consider.
Okay. Okay, that's very insightful. Kind of sad. So I think I'm going to have to do some shopping and get Frank a buddy.
They're out there.
I'm going to look, and I do appreciate you answering my questions, and you took a lot off my mind. I enjoy your show, and I thank you very much. Keep up the good work, buddy.
It's kind of you. Thank you, and let us know what happens.
I promise you I will.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Coming up next, what we do every week, we choose an email very carefully, or we just throw all the emails we have up in the air after we print them out and just say, that one looks good. No, we very carefully choose an email. This email up. So someone did the right thing and takes in these cats. That's a great thing. But now one of these cats is getting up in the middle of the night and doing sort of a talk radio show on his own. What do you do about that? We will answer that question. You can email us your questions so we could also throw it up in the air. And that is steve@petworldradio.net. steve@petworldradio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control. Made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, according to cat veterinarian Dr. Kim Kendall, two kittens, if you happen to be getting a kitten, two kittens. That's the only way to go. Two kittens are better than one. I think that ought to be a book title.
The Pet Health Minute. Brought to you by the maker of NexGard, Afoxolotter.
The tick population is growing, and it's not just something to think about if you're out in the suburbs or in the country. Veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden says ticks are invading the big city, too.
In fact, most urban centers today have tick issues because a wildlife was a publication came out a couple of years ago where they were able to find the tick that carries Lyme disease in almost every city park in metro Chicago.
So remember, just because a deer isn't walking through your backyard doesn't mean you don't need to protect your dog from the threat of ticks. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, Afoxolotter. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I rescued my now 8-year-old cats when they were about 5-week-old kittens born under my porch. They're my first cats and treasured family members. They both have their own cat doors and go out on a roomy, screened-in lanai. So you know, Annie, this listener's from Florida, right? Where else do they have lanais? I hadn't even heard of that word until I visited Florida. Anyway, she continues. They spend hours chattering at the birds and the squirrels lately. However, one of those cats, Ollie, begins to yowl in the middle of the night out on the lanai. He wakes me up, and I go to find out that nothing is really wrong. Occasionally, I see a stray cat outside. After I go back to bed, he starts up again. My friends call his cry a mating call. What would you do? Ollie, by the way, is neutered, so he shouldn't be doing this. Well, he is doing this, and if he's neutered, it has nothing to do with a mating call at all, especially at the age of 8 years old or whatever Ollie is. It's about that old. I believe you said 8 years old. So what do you do, and why is this cat doing this in the first place? Well, my guess is that outdoor cat or those outdoor cats, maybe there are more that you're not seeing, they have a lot to do with this. That's one possibility. So one possibility is it is not unusual that a cat would respond seeing outdoor cats in what is perceived as Ollie's territory. And Ollie is telling everyone he can possibly tell, look what's out there, and is probably not happy about it. So it could be that Ollie, the next step, it could be Ollie will begin to spray actually as well. So deterring those outdoor cats, a good idea, or preventing Ollie from going out on the lanai in the middle of the night. So Ollie then won't be able to see or smell those outdoor cats, either which way. So how do you get rid of the outdoor cats? You know, it's not so easy to do necessarily. There's a device called the Scarecrow, and it's a motion detector sprinkler. So even at night, the detector then detects movement, especially if there's some light out there, and then sprays water on those outdoor cats. Outdoor cats don't like to be, any cat doesn't like to be sprayed with water, and hopefully that would deter those cats from coming back again. Other than that, I mean, people have tried all sorts of things like spraying the yard with wolf urine. You heard me right. You could actually purchase this stuff. Or coyote urine. I don't know that it works. And even if it does, every time it rains, you'd have to reapply. But nevertheless, that's one option. The other, as I said, is keep Ollie away from the lanai. So close off the lanai in the middle of the night, you know, before you go to bed. Lock that cat door so Ollie cannot go out there. So that's one possibility. It's the outdoor cats. Another possibility, and I should have really begun here, is that something medically may be going on with Ollie. And at Ollie's age, Ollie's a bit maybe too young for hyperthyroid disease. But one of the signs of this disease that occurs generally in cats that are 9, 10, 11 and up is exactly what's going on here, yowling in the middle of the night. So it's not unheard of for a cat at 8 to have hyperthyroid disease. Also, maybe when Ollie moves the wrong way, it hurts. Arthritis is possible, or a GI issue of some type. It could be something medical is what I'm saying. So definitely my first move, absolutely, go to the veterinarian, tell your veterinarian what is going on with Ollie, and have Ollie physically checked out, blood test, all that sort of thing, and rule out a medical possibility, which is absolutely a real possibility here. So those are two things that I would do. Now, could be the third possibility that Ollie simply wants your attention. So for whatever reason, Ollie yowled, maybe because another cat was out there, could be anything, and you came running. And Ollie, like most dogs and cats, they like our attention. So Ollie just learned to do that. This is a way I get her attention. So the way to do that is to stop giving attention. It's possible, absolutely. But my guess is either something medical is going on, or those outdoor cats are disturbing Ollie, or both, conceivably. So email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. And my hope is that, indeed, I can help you. Coming up next, a conversation with veterinary parasitologist Dr. Byron Blackburn about ticks. That sounds fun.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
It's been in the news in the Chicago area where I live, and that is a little girl who died of Lyme disease, directly related, doctors have said this, to a tick bite. That's where Lyme comes from. You know, the thing is that we can do more to prevent It's crazy, I think, anyway. We'll see if veterinary parasitologist Dr. Byron Blackburn of Auburn agrees with me. We could do more to protect our pets from tick disease, our dogs, than we can ourselves. Is that a fair enough statement?
It is. It is. We have very effective products, a number of very effective products, and just compliant use of them. Convenient products that are highly effective that interfere with the tick's abilities to attach and transmit disease that work very, very well, and as you mentioned, that are effective against a number of other agents, too. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be taking advantage of these available products more than we are.
You know, it really does make me angry because it's, at least in our dogs, we really can take absolute steps. We can do some things to help as far as people go, but in dogs, we could take some absolute steps that'll make the difference. I don't understand why tick disease isn't more in our news cycle. Eventually, I think it will be because it seems like there's more of it.
Well, you know, the reason Lyme is so popular in the public press, you know, and we hear so much about it is because it's sort of amplified because of its humans. You know, the dog, of course, is just as susceptible to the Lyme disease agent as a human is. Both humans and dogs get their Lyme disease infections from ticks. So anywhere humans are that are exposed to ticks and get Lyme, dogs are likely to also. And it's not just Lyme. It's anaplasmosis. It's ehrlichiosis. There are even a whole host of new agents that we identify. I was just looking at a CDC sort of telecast yesterday, and the numbers of diseases are expanding. And we need to spend more time on dogs and protecting our dogs because we do have available agents, and they're susceptible to many of the same agents that humans are.
You know, I get these emails all the time from well-meaning people who go online and they look for other things. They want natural products, though I'm unsure what that really means. And I just got a note about brewer's yeast preventing fleas and tick bites. That's not the case. In fact, people who do what you do explain that brewer's yeast actually can encourage fleas. But where do you go to get the right tick product? And I say the right tick product because you mentioned at least some of, we can include Rocky Mountain spotted fever and others, some of the tick diseases, and some of them, most of them are geographic. So it really matters to match the right product, I suspect, with where you live as well as your dog's lifestyle.
The question that you ask is a good one, and the answer is a simple one, and that's see your veterinarian. Your veterinarian is the best resource, comprehensive resource for available products, which products will work best for your pet, which diseases are prevalent in your area, which products are likely to be easier for you as a pet owner in your situation, numbers of pets, your capability to administer them. So the veterinarian is your resource. Even if you elect to purchase your products at a store outside the veterinary practice, your veterinarian can still guide you in selection of products.
All of the time I hear about, and I suspect it happens more often with you, from people who say, but I used fill-in-the-blank something, often that they read online, that it didn't work, and now they're very upset about it, and understandably so.
Exactly. And, you know, the products that reach the market, particularly those sold through veterinary practices, have gone through such extensive research and evaluation. And we know that in the vast, vast majority of cases, they're effective, safe, easy to use. But choosing the right one can be difficult without expert input and opinion. And that's where the veterinarian comes into play. The Internet is a very useful resource, Steve. You know that. And I use it myself. But you have to be careful about information that you obtain from the Internet, because not all of it is valid, not all of it is substantiated and supported, and certainly there's a certain component of it that's just not at all accurate.
Okay, excellent. Dr. Byron Blackburn, veterinary parasitologist, as always, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
So Dr. Blackburn is correct. I mean, where there are ticks, there's tick disease. So there are lots of products out there. Ask your veterinarian about one in particular, because this one repels ticks. And if you keep them away and off your dog in the first place, they can't bite your dog. And that's Vectra 3D. But as I say, lots of products out there.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity.
BizTalk Radio.